Okay, this is InterCity Press's podcast for today, Wednesday, October 27th, 2021, here in the Southern District of New York Courthouse. We've covered more than 10 cases, and we'll be reporting on that. But this is about the United Nations. In fact, specifically, it's about UNICEF and Education Can't Wait. You see, these are flagships of the United Nations that have been brought into the literal garbage can of censorship by Antonio Guterres. Let me explain. Yesterday, October 26th at 4:41 p.m., I, InterCity Press's Matthew Russell Lee, received an email from G. Benchwich at UNICEF.org inviting me to sign in and ask questions of Education Cannot Wait director Yasmin Sharif, briefing about Afghanistan. Had a WebEx link, had an event number, had a password. And so today at noon, with a question to ask about Afghanistan and humanitarian suffering, but also about Antonio Guterres's abandonment of UN staff there, I signed in. And I went in. There I was on the screen, ready to ask my question. And then unceremoniously, I was muted by host. And then, Cisco meeting, you have been removed. So the question is, what is so corrupt about Antonio Guterres's United Nations that they can't take any questions? They have people in there that are long retired, some journalists that are former UN officials, UN staff members, some are still UN staff members. They basically stacked the pool with softball questions. Now, here was the beginning of the briefing. We're going to do it in this way since we have the time.
I think we will go to you first, so you don't have to wait standing for 20 minutes in the midst of an airport.
There you have it. You see, Stefan Dujarric was smiling and laughing. This is actually before we signed in, and it was all among friends. Give us the money. Raise some money for the Taliban. Now, it's, you know, there are humanitarian problems, but any organization that asks for public money and can't take questions has got to go. So We were removed. We wrote a story. You can find it on InterCity Press. We're covering the Cole trial. We just covered the magistrate's court. Yesterday, television in Buffalo asked myself, InterCity Press, to answer questions about court cases. So how can it be that the United Nations says this is a media that, unlike retirees, unlike state medias from blood-splattered dictatorships, cannot come in? So we're going to go out with a song, and this is kind of a unique episode of the podcast, but it is what it is.
Went to Geneva to raise funds for the Taliban. Says he's against violence against women, but it's a big scam. Says peacekeepers rape kids in the DRC. Guterres doesn't care about you or me. Guterres doesn't care. Guterres doesn't care about you or me. His UN censors with impunity. Then there was the Burma coup by the military. Plot to kill the ambassador, and it was very scary. Terrorist says there's nothing that he will do. Doesn't care about the ambassador, or me or you.
There you have it. The 4-minute drill, InterCity Press. We will not rest. Quinn Emanuel wrote a letter to Melissa Fleming asking for reinstatement, and we will not rest until we are back and this corrupt sleazeball no longer blocks access to ask questions to UNICEF. FYI, as a child, I raised money for UNICEF with a little orange box, but I will not and cannot abide by a corrupt, sleazy Antonio Guterres censoring the press and taking your money. To be continued. Matthew Russell Lee, InterCity Press, Court Case Cast.